John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The Irish Times front page photograph is of the helicopter carrying Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi taking off at the Iranian border with Azerbaijan yesterday. The paper reports that rescue teams searched through the night after the aircraft crashed. And as you may have heard in the bulletin, Iran state television has now confirmed the death of President Raisi. Taking up almost a full inside page of the Times is a long piece from the Financial Times about the situation in Iran. The paper names two potential successors to the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, whose earthly journey, as the writer puts it, is drawing towards an end. One of them is Khamenei's son, the other was Raisi. Insurance is the main topic for the Irish Independent. Charlie Weston reports that insurance industry bosses have been given 2 months to cut premiums after they were summoned to a government minister's office and told to pass on savings to consumers and businesses. The order came from Neil Richmond, the junior minister with responsibility for insurance. The Irish Examiner leads with the Department of Justice review, which has found that the vast majority of people caught with large quantities of drugs are not given the minimum sentence of 10 years. Also on the Examiner's front page is a dispatch by Liz Dunphy from Lebanon. She reports Lieutenant Colonel Stephen McKeown as saying that shelling, airstrikes and machine gun fire, some munitions striking within 100 metres of Irish peacekeepers, are taking place daily in a tit-for-tat conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, reports that a quarter of Defence Forces personnel have quit in a little over 2 years. According to the paper, it's amid fury over poor pay and conditions. The Irish Daily Mirror reports the death in Dublin of Eddie Hutch, nephew of Jerry the Monk Hutch. The Irish Daily Star notes the reopening yesterday of the portal on North Earl Street in Dublin with restricted hours to deter drunken late-night antics. The Independent's front page picture is of the rocker Bruce Springsteen, who played the last gig of his Irish tour at Croke Park last night. The paper, with understandable exaggeration, says that more than 80,000 fans went home delirious. There are many tributes to Tony O'Reilly, who died in Dublin on Saturday at the age of 88. He was Ireland's first business superstar, says the Times, which devotes a full page to him. The Independent, of which he was once proprietor, has 3 pages. Donal O'Donovan writes that O'Reilly's spectacular success was followed by a series of downfalls. The Times obituary quotes the man himself in his final public appearance after decades of business acclaim came to an abrupt halt with bankruptcy. He said, "You win and you lose. And if you don't know how to lose, you don't know how to live."
We'll be talking about Tony O'Reilly later in the programme. John, thank you very much indeed.